The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your live host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And hope you'll be able to stick with us here and even join in the conversation, perhaps. And certainly a beautiful day here across northeastern Ohio. Leaves are starting to change color. And after having... last year, with hardly any color in the leaves, it seemed like this year they really are seeming to make up for it. And a lot of deep purples this year, if you've been out driving around, had the opportunity earlier this week to drive up along the lake shore, up as far actually as Niagara Falls, and then up to Lake Ontario, just enjoying the beautiful scenery. Got away for a few days and wonderful time, wonderful trip, and just enjoying the beauty of the scenery there and the leaves starting to change colors. But, well, we're going to focus on a few more things here, and you can help join in the conversation by calling 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Father, we do pray that you would bless the program and help us to be an encouragement, a help, and a blessing to somebody today. And if there's somebody that's listening that needs to put their faith in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we do pray that some of the things that we talk about today that you might use to reach them with a gospel message. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, we're going to be getting into our calls. Looks like we've got a caller already coming in. We'll get to that call in just a moment, but want to mention a couple things. Pray for the situation in the world today. The Middle East continues to boil along. No telling what's going to be happening there. As I said before, it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when something happens there in terms of some sort of major regional war. And with that in mind, and I might talk about this a little bit later on here yet this afternoon, certainly be talking about it Sunday night on our program, Sunday night at 11 o'clock till midnight here on AM 1220 The Word, and probably talking about next week as well. I recently got a book published online, an e-book called The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, and that's subtitled Setting the Stage for the Rise of the Antichrist and the Coming Ezekiel 38 Invasion of Israel. And I'll tell you more about how you can find that book online, how you can get a copy of it, and it's published on Smashwords, which is an electronic book publisher, and you can go to smashwords.com and put my name in there or search for The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, and you'll find the book there and how to order it. And I'm going to also get this onto our website for the radio program here on and that way I'll try to get a coupon on there where you can get it half price if you want to wait for that even. And we'll let you know more as we come. It's still kind of trying to get all that worked out. Just actually finished it last night and got it uploaded so it's available now. Well, we'll talk about that more, but of course we welcome your calls and your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word at toll-free 888-677-9673. And I believe we have Karen in Euclid on the phone. And Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. This isn't really a current event question, but I was looking at through the Bible, and I was doing a study of kind of on the apostles after Jesus. And I'm a little confused. In Matthew 27:3-10, it's talking about how Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus and how he had 30 pieces of silver, come back, whatever, and then he went out and hanged himself.
Right.
Well, then I got on 1:18-20 or 18 and 19, and it said, and it was known unto all dwellers at Jerusalem as much as that field is called in the proper tongue Ekklesia, that is to say, the field of blood, for it is written in the book of Psalms, that the habitation be desolate. Well, anyway, it says that back in 18, he died in the field of blood when his bowels gushed out.
Right.
And I wondered how he got hanging himself to the field.
All right. Yeah. And that second one was in Acts chapter 1. And let me just find
1:18.
Yeah. Verse 18. I was on the wrong page here. Acts chapter 1, verse 18. What was going on there, they believe, is that when he hung himself, he hung himself where this area was, but probably what happened is that the rope broke, gave way in some form, and he fell down onto the rocks or whatever that was in that area, and that's where you get that second part. The passage in Acts gives us a little more information. It's not been uncommon for people who have been hung, to have the rope break. For instance, if the rope isn't strong enough, the person is too heavy for it, the shock when they drop. And there's other occasions where, for other reasons, the body comes through the rope and can fall down. So he hung himself. That's true. But most likely the rope there broke, and that's where he fell down. So. It's not really a discrepancy there. It's just additional information, and you'll see
well,
that.
Well, I knew there was no discrepancies in the Bible.
Yeah,
I just couldn't understand.
Yeah, that's just extra information that's given to us there. In fact, that passage that you were talking about there, you referenced. Let me see, the Psalms.
Matthew 27.
Yeah, Matthew 27. But I think you were referencing something in the Psalm there. Let's see. I know Matthew chapter 27, verse 8, where it talks about the field of blood. There we are, in the book of Psalms. Let me find that real quick. Psalm 69, I believe it is. Let's take a look over there. Psalm 69, and let's see what we read there. Give me just a moment. All right. Psalm 69. It's always better to say Psalm 69 rather than chapter, because unlike the other books of the Bible, they're not really chapters. They're individual psalms. Psalm 69, verse number 25. The passage there's talking about the crucifixion as well. A little bit in verse 21, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. And then as we come down through that. Let their habitation be desolate in verse number 25, and let none dwell in their tents. And there's a reference there, a general reference there to those that were responsible, for the crucifixion of our Savior. And then in Acts chapter 1 in verse number 20, where it says, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." What he's doing there in Acts is he's taking the statement in Psalms and he's applying it directly to Judas, and then he even brings in, I believe, another Psalm, Psalm 100, and let's see, Psalm 100, and verse number, I'm on Psalm 101, let me back up. Psalm 100, and if I can find it, give me just a moment here to try and see what I'm looking at here.
Okay.
Actually, I think that might be Psalm 109, because I was looking for verse 8, and that would not be it. Let's try Psalm 109. I think that zero there on the end is...
Let his days issue, and let another take his office. No, that's verse 8, not 9.
Yes, that's the one I'm looking for.
Okay.
And so that's the idea there. He's applying Psalm 109 in verse 8 there, as well as Psalm 69 and verse 25. He's taking two psalms and what's taught in them, and he's applying them to Judas and showing a fulfillment of things that were stated in those psalms as fulfilled in Judas when he betrayed Christ and gave him up to be crucified. And then, of course, he committed suicide by hanging himself.
Hanging himself.
And then, of course, where he hung himself, the rope would have broke or something happened, and he was cast down into the rocks, and that's where he burst asunder, and his bowels gushed out, as Acts chapter 1 verse 18 says. So really, when you compare these scriptures, you get a more complete picture of what was going on. And that's why it's always good when somebody presents something that's kind of confusing, rather than immediately, and I'm not saying you are, but there are some people who immediately jump to the conclusion, oh, there must be an error here, there must be a contradiction, instead of saying, well, let me see what else it says, and in doing so we'll get a complete picture, a more complete picture of what's going on. It's just like in a courtroom where people go to court and one witness will give one testimony, say that I saw this person come into the store and rob the store. And the other person says, well, when this person came into the store, I saw that they pulled a gun out when they went to rob the store. And another person says, well, yeah, but I saw him use a knife to try and stab the guy. And you say, well, isn't that a contradiction? One guy says he used a gun, the other guy said he used a knife. And when you put the stories together, you find out the guy had a gun and a knife. And he maybe showed the gun, but used the knife and not the gun. And so in the courtroom, they take several witnesses, and you take their testimonies, and you combine them together, and you get a much better understanding of what's going on. And the Bible does that for us very effectively as well. For instance, the Psalms will frequently, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will approach the same events from different perspectives. And by looking at what each one of them says, you'll be able to get a better picture, a better feel for what happened and what's going on. And so this here with Judas, between Matthew and Acts, is also a good example of that. Either one of them shows that he died, but both of them together, and then looking at the references to the Psalms, you get a much better understanding of everything that was happening in that passage. So
okay, thank you very much, Pastor.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your call, and thank you for calling. Hope you'll call back again. And, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we'll take your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word right here on AM 1220. The Word, you can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. And, of course, we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor, and more on that at the end of the program. But we're also brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road. That's State Route 82 in the center of North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m. And you can contact Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton by calling 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393, and let Frank know that you heard about him right here on Live with Pastor Al. And of course, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. And let me give you another piece of information. Mentioned a book that I have that just got published as an ebook. If you go to smashwords.com and you look up my name, full name Alfred Davis, and you could also look it up as The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War at smashbooks.com, and it'll be available through our website here in the next day or two. the coming Arab-Israeli nuclear war, looking at some of the things that are happening in the world today, as well as some of the Bible prophecies setting the stage for the rise of the Antichrist and the coming Ezekiel 38 invasion of Israel. You can find that there. And you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And we have Bruce in Akron on the line. And Bruce, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Hello, Pastor Al. I appreciate your broadcast. I think there's an overlooked Bible prophecy that predicts this coming war with America, Israel, and Iran. It's in Daniel chapter 8.
Oh,
Ram
right.
And the He-Goat.
Daniel chapter 8?
Yeah. Most people place that in the past, but Gabriel told Daniel three times the vision was for the time of the end.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's talking about America attacking Iraq and Iran.
All right. And what passage are you looking at? Daniel chapter 8, down where?
The whole chapter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, and there is certainly application of the future in this chapter, because it gives the rise of Greece, you're right. And then especially the last several verses, in verse 23, in the latter time of their kingdom, it's a rise of the Antichrist very clearly described there.
And in King James, it doesn't say Greece. It says Grecia.
Yeah, Grecia.
It means power from the west. It doesn't necessarily mean Greece. And Greece conquered Media Persia 331 B.C.
Correct.
The vision for the time of the end. That was well over 2,000 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Media Persia is present-day Iraq and Iran. The
right.
Second horn comes up higher, which is Persia or Iran. The He-Goat comes from the west without touching the ground. There's only two ways you can't touch the ground. Them boats go through the water, and them airplanes go through the sky. I believe the He-Goat's America. And when we break the second horn on the ram, which is Iran, the power from the west, America, is going to get broken. It's going to lead to the financial collapse of our country and lead directly to the end-time one-world beast system.
Oh, I absolutely believe that you're right on much of that. In fact, in talking about the Media Persia, we know in Ezekiel 38, that battle there, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is where Iran will be destroyed, but the battle prior to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is where Iraq will be destroyed. And I think it's in Isaiah chapter 13, yeah, in Isaiah chapter 13, where it says the burden of Babylon, with which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see, starting verse 1. As you read down through that, it describes Babylon, which would be modern-day Iraq, being destroyed by a far country, and from the end of heaven. And where would be a far country from the end of heaven in relation to Babylon that could render Babylon destroyed, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, such that people won't, and down in verse 19, verse 20, in Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, it says, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, which was by fire, right? And it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelled in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. So it's going to be a radioactive wasteland, and that's not happened yet. And I believe we're going to do that, but I really do believe you're right in these battles. What's going to take place is the United States is not going to be the world power at the end of all this that it is today.
I believe Ezekiel 38 happens near the end of the tribulation. But what's going to be the trigger of it that starts at the beginning? And he says, at the time of the end, it's going to be this ram and he-goat conflict. The power from the west taking out Iran. They're going to block the Strait of Hormuz,
right.
And gasoline's going to go to $10, $15 a gallon, if you can get any at all, and it's going to create a worldwide financial collapse.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to push for some type of world system, but it's not really, they're not really going to cleave together like the Bible says, and China and Russia are end up coming again against the west and Israel near the end, just before the second coming of Christ. But that's the way I see it coming down. I thought I'd share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that. I think you have a lot of accuracy on that. And I would argue that Ezekiel 38 would be the red horse at the beginning of the tribulation, but that's something we could debate another time. But I agree that there's going to be a battle over there, and the end result of it, the United States is not going to be the world power that it is today, and power, world power, is going to shift from here over to the old world, and I think the remnants of. Of course, the Romans, you know, they inherited much of the Greek empire and all of that. But I only got just a couple of minutes left on the program, and we'll have to address this some more on a future program. But I agree, United States is going to be removed and from being the world power. It may be a bit player, the young lions thereof talk about the merchants of Tarshish in Acts chapter, or I'm sorry, in Ezekiel 38. I think that the young lions thereof could be an indication of a part of the United States. But appreciate that call, Bruce. And
hey, thank you, Pastor. Yeah. You're a very gracious man. I enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed having you on today. And, of course, you're listening live with Pastor Al. We've got one more call with just about 2 or 3 minutes that we can get John and Euclid on the air. And, John, have to be quick. We just got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, well, hi, Pastor Al. You know,
hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks. You know, you heard of Joseph Farah, you know, from
World Right, News World Daily. Net Daily.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think he's a good man. I heard this the other day. See, like, he's saying, he's like, well, for his family, their choices, like, rather than celebrate, like, things like Christmas and things like that, says he's, like, keeping, like, the Day of Atonement.
Right.
Some of the Jewish feasts. Mm-hmm. Which I guess that's all right. I mean, certainly I think that's all right. I mean, to do that. But I mean, knowing that, you know, Christ was crucified for us, so it's not that we can make an atonement for our own sins. But I'm just wondering, I mean, it says in Colossians, you know, like if, let no man judge in respect of meat or drink or in respect of a Sabbath day. Or,
right.
You know, keeping those things. And I mean, you know, I guess a lot of people are making the point. They're saying, look, you know, one day you're going to keep those feasts again if you're saved. You're going to go up to Jerusalem and make sacrifices and those kind of things. You think that's right? I mean, I'm a little bit confused about it.
Well, there's really no reason why you can't, you know, keep those holy days if you want. And unfortunately, I don't have time to look up the exact verses right at the moment. We just got about a minute or two left.
Do you remember in Corinthians where Paul said, like, he said, like, you know, I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you labor. You observe days, months, time.
Yeah. And see, that's where the problem comes in when you think you have to do that. Now, I'll give you a for instance. Christmas. I know some people who don't observe Christmas as Christians. They don't because of they believe that the message is lost and for a variety of reasons. And if somebody chooses not to observe Christmas, that's fine. But if somebody chooses to observe it as a day to commemorate the birth of Christ, that's fine too. You know, we know that he wasn't born on December 25th. That's a date that's been set aside to observe that. Here's another one. If a Christian wants to observe the Passover, they can, but we're not under obligation to do so. If a Christian wants to observe some of the other holy days that the Bible has for the Jewish people, we can, but we're not under obligation to do so. Likewise, that brings up the whole idea of Sabbath keeping and such not. Sabbath keeping, the Bible says, was a thing for the Jewish people as a sign between them and their children forever. But as for Christians, we're free to worship on the Sabbath day. We're free to worship on any other day. In fact, we can worship every day. And it's not the keeping of holy days and keeping of Sabbath days that's going to get us to heaven. We know it's the trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. And that's the only way to heaven. It wasn't by keeping the holy days or by keeping the Sabbath days that God purchased our salvation. It was by Jesus Christ going to the cross where he shed his blood to pay for our sin. And he rose again victorious over sin and death. So keeping the Sabbath or keeping a holy day isn't victory over sin and death. Well, we're out of time. Appreciate our callers today. And God bless. Join us again Sunday night at 11 and next week again at
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561. or by writing, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. You can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
This is Jeff.